Let the truth be heard. It's the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070, The Answer.
I like that. 850. Thanks for listening to us on AM 1070, The Answer, in your car. You can watch us. We're the first in America to beam it out from our big, beautiful television set on our YouTube channel for free for you via Facebook. It's a lot of moving parts, but we get it done. In fact, we'll give away Hunter Hayes tickets for the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo exclusively on the television side after 9 o'clock. So you just watch the television side, a secret word will pop up, and then you'll just call and go, oh, I know the secret word. Very Groucho Marx. There's nothing new, right, Mr. Tiller?
It's all new ideas. Recycled. The secret void, and you get to win.
A lot of hype this weekend over a movie.
Oh, by the way, I've got to tell you real quick. Last winter, her child won a, you were I guess, emceeing a baby diaper or some kind of change off or something, racist or something, and her kid won at that 19 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
We used to have the Mommy Olympics.
Is that must have been it.
And I would say how tough it is for mom. I mean, moms have their hands full. When you're raising babies.
Certainly.
And somehow, and I couldn't do it. So when Bubba was born, I had to learn how to change a diaper. You realize how tough it is. So we had the Mommy Olympics. And it was a tribute to the hard work of moms. Like, the dad had to assemble a crib. We literally got cribs in the boxes. And they gave him a wrench, and the dads had to assemble the cribs.
Oh, wow.
And they had to change the diaper and all that stuff. So really, she's been listening to that 19 years.
That's right.
Wow. Thank you. Wow. It's a good thing I started this business when I was 8.
Back then, we had to paint the mustache on.
Robert Kosick standing by. A special, a kind of a special marriage talk that we do. We're the only station to do that does marriage talk. I believe in the sanctity and the fidelity of marriage. And by the way, very few radio people do, especially managers and such. New movie's coming out called 50 Shades of Grey, based on a very popular book that moms like to read, women like to read, of this rich guy who's in the S&M and all this kind of stuff. This is the trailer.
What was he like?
Mr. Gray will see you now. He was really smart, very intense. To what do you owe your success?
I've always been good at people. I have a natural instinct for what makes a person tick. Anastasia?
Christian.
No, you get it. Anastasia, Christian. So obviously there's going to be zillions of people seeing this. Is this good for marriage? I mean, if you're a married couple, and let's say the wife read the book, and then they go to the movie, or maybe the wife goes with a bunch of friends. My go-to guy on Marriage Talk has always been my wingman. He's a marriage coach. Wrote the book HonorTheVow.com. HonorTheVow.com. It's Robert Kosick. Good morning, Mr. C.
Hey, good morning. Here's something I don't get to say very often. Happy Thursday.
I know. You and I always chat on Fridays.
Yeah, we'll be on Friday. We'll be on tomorrow, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, so here's the deal. I mean, I put up there, should you stay or should you go? What are the upsides or downsides, or what are the pros and cons? If this movie has, I think, 20% of it, nudity and sex and bondage and all that kind of stuff.
Well, right from the beginning, I don't know how the movie's going to go. I didn't read the book, but as a deacon, I kind of stayed away from that. But I know people have, and I know it's very popular, but the reviews coming out is like a 3.9, something like that out of 10. So I think just in general, people are going to be disappointed. It's not going to be what they anticipate. At least that's what the reviews are saying. It's nothing like the book. It's the more sexual side of it. But from a couple's perspective, I put up, you know, two thoughts, two different ways to look at this. And one of the main ways to look at it is from the sanctity of your marriage and keeping it pure and keeping it holy. Personally, those kind of thoughts, I think, should be reserved for you and your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
But for those people who want to be, I guess, on the entertainment side or intrigued by it and want to go to it, then I would highly recommend that you go with your spouse simply so that you both know what you saw and you both can talk about it. And then you both can discuss what's realistic and what's unrealistic, because you know what the guy's going to think. Everything I just saw is realistic. And he's going to go buy a bunch of stuff. And then the wife's going to go, yeah, I don't think that was very realistic. And sorry, you can't return those things, but too bad. We're not using them.
The church deacon knows that you can't return those things. How's that for you, folks? No, so if you go, if the guy goes, he's going to say, oh, everything I see in the movie is real, because some guys are just, you know, well, people in general are kind of thick-headed. And the wife's going to be, no, you're not. But what if the wife goes with her girlfriends? This is going to be, there's a lot of planning going on in Houston and across the country for girls and their girlfriends to go see the movie.
Yeah. And there are, I think there's a lot of parties going on. You're doing a women's night out. So
right.
If I'm a married couple And I'm looking at my wife. My wife says, hey, me and the girlfriends are all going to go to this movie Friday night, Saturday night, whenever they're going to go. Hopefully not Saturday night. Hopefully with their husband Saturday night. But Friday night, they said they're all going to the movies. The first question I would, as a husband, I would want to know is why? What is the purpose of you going to that movie? So I have a benchmark, and I have some kind of parameters on knowing what it is. Because if you're going because we're deficient somewhere, and this is a fantasy thing for you to go and see this movie, then that's just going to cause us more problems if we already have problems. But if things are hot and heavy and we're great and things are good and it's just another movie kind of thing, maybe not so much harm as long as you understand what she's saying and what she's not thinking is realistic. So I'm trying to keep this G-rated.
No. We always say, listen, Barbara Kosick and I, we always keep it G+. Yeah. And then what about the women who go in a group and they all look at each other? My husband doesn't do that, or I wish my husband would do that.
Yeah.
This is where communication in marriage comes in really big.
Really, really big. And that's why I said the discussion part, whether you go with your wife or don't go with your wife, if she sees it, even if she's just read the book and not going to the movie, you really ought to talk about it. And you ought to go through and say, well, what did it do? What did it say? Why? You know, do you think that's realistic? Not realistic, because she's putting these expectations in her head, either that that's unrealistic or risk. Either way, there's expectations there. And if reality doesn't match expectations, that difference between those two is called disappointment. And if she's going out and looking at something or reading something that's raising these expectations beyond something the husband can ever achieve, or vice versa, the husband's raising the expectations beyond what the hot wife can receive, you're setting yourself up, your marriage, for some huge problems.
Robert Kosick, my wingman on our Marriage Talk, a special edition on Thursday. By the way, it's all posted on our Facebook page. We post the content ahead of time so you can read it and talk about it with your husband and wife. Definitely communications is big, okay? And expectations. You got to, first of all, the women are watching this movie. He's a thin, what is he, 20? I think he's under 30. Thin, muscular, good-looking guy. Obviously, he's a bazillionaire, but he doesn't seem to be working very much. And he's got his glamorous house or apartment or condo or something. Travels by helicopter and fancy cars. So right there, they come home, the wives come home to the husband, fat, bourbon, eating Doritos, watching wrestling. Already you're in for a little disappointment, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I believe that's true. They quit scratching yourself.
Hey, that was the movie.
Great movie. Yeah, can I get back to my sports show now? Yeah. And that's just it. And that's what I would ask. Why? Why are they going? And if they're going because it's just going to fuel some disappointment they already have, that's just a bad deal. You're just going to make things worse for you. I mean, it's like taking someone who's sunburned saying, okay, now go to the tanning booth.
Exactly.
It's not going to work out well.
Exactly. And there's also, about going with girls together? Is this a good idea for all the women to go see it together? Because they're just going to sit there and kvetch about what their husband don't do.
And I'm with you on any, whether it's a movie or just talking in general. I think that bashing your husband deal is never a good thing. If you sit out and you go out to lunch with your girlfriends and you're sitting there going, my husband does this, my husband's a lazy bum, my husband this, that, and the other thing, that is not going to have anything productivity. It's going to depress the woman more. It's going to make her feel more disappointed, especially if there's someone in the group that says, well, my husband does all these things. My husband's great. You're all married to losers.
Husband's got a washboard abs, and he likes to chase me around just as a gladiator.
See, he's got long blonde hair and a white horse, and he rides into town every single night.
He always draws a warm bath with candles for me and That's a foot right. massage and feeds me grapes. And the other women are like, wah, wah, wah,
yeah.
wah.
Not going to help. Not going to help.
Good job. Go read the comments on our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show. This marriage coach and church deacon wrote the book, Honor the Vow. HonorTheVow.com is the webpage. And then tomorrow, because we can't combine two, tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes on the radio.
And
yeah, tomorrow's
we'll yeah, tomorrow's tip is going to be what the husband shouldn't say to the wife this weekend.
What he shouldn't say?
Should not say or ask his wife this weekend. And I think we'll help a few guys out with, and you'll see. I sent you the tips. You'll see them, and the folks next tomorrow will get a little hint. And then there's one in there. I didn't give you the number one thing he shouldn't say or do, but we'll talk about that tomorrow on the show. So they want to know what that is.
Okay.
They have to listen in.
So our regular